From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection this hour was made on March 26th when the family of legendary singer-songwriter John Prine announced that he had been hospitalized with COVID-19. Days later, Prine was put on a ventilator, and we're told that he remains in critical but stable condition. His wife, Fiona, has asked for love and prayers, saying, quote, "He is very ill, and yet I remain hopeful that he can continue to fight this devastating virus and come home where we can care for him," end quote. Prine is 73. He's fought cancer twice. He's been a leading voice in American folk and country music for decades. Fans and fellow artists are leading an outpouring of tributes and support for Prine and for his family, and musicians in Rochester have been part of that effort. This will be a very musical hour, one that honors John Prine and everyone suffering during this pandemic. It's the type of hour we think we all need right now. You'll hear from 8 local artists, and we've created a special playlist where you can hear more, the full songs. After the show, we'll post it. Throw it up on your own playlist there. Listen to it while you're making dinner or just share it with friends. It'd be kind of a little bit of therapy. We'll post the link on our podcast page. Now, before we hear some of the music, I want to read something written by our colleague, WXXI Arts and Life editor Jeff Spivak. Jeff met John Prine, and he wrote this, quote, "I've seen Prine playing live a dozen times. A few of those were on a singer-songwriter-themed cruise in the Caribbean. One morning, I saw John Prine looking at the breakfast buffet. I walked up to him and said, 'Every time you play Lake Marie, it makes me cry.' But you've probably heard that before." He smiled, looked down at his shoes, and he said, "Yep." That night during his show, he told a story about how when he was in the Army, his engineer corps somehow ended up with one extra bulldozer beyond its allotment. So that they wouldn't have to account for it, they dug a hole and buried it. That's what I like about John Prine and the characters in his songs. In fact, I compared the sailor I wrote about in my book, 22 Minutes, Ernie Coleman, to John Prine. I wrote, "If Ernie truly was a regular guy, often caught up in remarkable circumstances, I needed an appropriate literary model. I began to think of him as a character in a John Prine song. Prine's men and women do the best they can in a world that can be unforgiving to the little guy. They dream of making love to someone they don't know. They put up with the small dramas of disagreeable relatives. They fall in love, settle in with someone for life, and try to save a marriage, all while standing by peaceful waters. They grow old. They reminisce, resigned to dealing with memories both amusing and painful. Sometimes they go to war. Sam Stone did. He's one of Prine's most memorable characters, the one who returned from the Vietnam War with the hole in his arm where all the money goes. Heroin. All of them every day, uncelebrated heroes." End quote. That's our colleague Jeff Spivak writing about John Prine. And now I'd like to welcome our first guest, Rochester legend John Dady of the Dady Brothers, the members of the Rochester Music Hall of Fame class of 2020. And John is on the line with us now. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Evan. Thank you.
I just want to say here, I know you lost your brother Joe. May 18th, 2019, I just want to say we loved Joe, we love you, we hope you're doing well. You want to say a few words about Joe before we talk about John Prine?
Absolutely. Joe, you know, you just said that when I teared up. It's just, it's still very hard to know that Joe's never going to be with us. And me personally, you know, being a musical partner and blood brother for umpteen years, it's been a difficult road, but, you know, I have little reminders of Joe quite often, and it keeps me going.
John,
I miss him dearly.
You had, you know, we're gonna post the full song, Hello in There, as part of this tribute list that's going to get published at the end of this hour, and we're going to hear a little bit in a moment here, but why don't you tell me about how you came to John Prine in the first place?
Well, it's Joe and I were the two youngest of 6 children, and there was a like almost a 6-year gap to my next oldest sibling, my brother Jim. So when we were in grade school and so many of our friends were listening to, you know, the pop stuff that was on the charts, our siblings were coming home from college with this interesting music. I got turned on to the group The Band when I was 11 years old. My friends were listening to Black Sabbath. I was listening to The Band, you know, and whatnot. So I think I mentioned in the introduction of this song, I'm doing a song a day during this COVID crisis just to get music out there and just to satisfy myself to perform, because I think this is probably the longest stint I've gone without doing a show, just since, they pulled the plug in or mid-March there. But anyway, I went to visit my oldest brother, or my older brother, Jim, who was a student at Dayton, Ohio. And I was 15 years old. I was maybe a fresh sophomore in high school. And this was a big deal, going and hang out in a college apartment with a bunch of guys and doing what college guys do. And one morning we got up and he took me down to this, it was like a hippy-dippy record store in Dayton. And I had a few bucks in my pocket and I wanted to buy a record. I don't think I had ever bought a record. I just had used my older siblings. And there sitting on the front of a rack was this guy sitting on a bale of hay. I picked it up. My brother just pointed at it and said, "That's a good record. Get that one." And I did, and I brought it home. And I think between Joe and I, we learned every song in that record. Yeah. It spoke to me, Evan. That record spoke to me. He has a way, he has just his blue-collar poetry. He talks to the working man, you know, and tells a working man's story, and it just, it grabbed me at a very young age. As I said, I was 15 years old, and the more I delved into John, although not as deeply as many of my songwriting friends, I'm not real familiar with his more current stuff, but, and just the fact that it was a family business. It is now, and it kind of always has been with us, too. My brother Joe and I, and my eldest daughter Erin managed Joe and I for many years, and now my wife is managing us. So I relate a lot to the way that he does his career, quote-unquote. You know, we just do music. I don't really look at it as a career, although, as he says, you know, and I feel the same way, it's been 46 years for me, that I guess it is a career. And now you mentioned the Rochester Music Hall of Fame. You know, at my age, I'm getting those accolades now that I've the last few years. And it means more to me now than I think it would have 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, let's listen to Hello in There, and then we'll come back and wrap with John, because we've got so many musicians to talk to. This is John Beatty. Let's listen to Hello in There.
Thank you.
We had an apartment in the city, me and Loretta liked living there. But it's been years since the kids have grown a life of their own, left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha. Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Abby in the Korean War. I still don't know what for. It don't matter anymore. You know the old trees just grow stronger. And old rivers grow wider every day. But old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. Hello.
Stuff, John Beatty, and
we've got to
let you go.
Song.
We're going to make sure that this gets to the Prine family, so you want to leave a message for the great John Prine. Do it right here, John.
Love and prayers from all the musicians from the musical community in Rochester to you, John. And one thing to you, Evan, thank you so much for the wonderful service you provide our community. I mean it. I'm not patronizing you. Your issues, you cover issues that are current and that mean something to our community. Thank you.
That's beautiful. Hey, John, I look forward to when we can see each other in person again, and I can see you in person playing. Thank you for the music and for the time here.
God bless you, my friend.
John Dady of the legendary Dady Brothers. Let's bring in Ryan Sutherland, whose time's a little short, and he's got a song that he's shared with us called Souvenirs, and he's on the line with us now. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, you know, we wish we were in different circumstances. Want to remind listeners, we're here this hour celebrating the music of John Prine, who is still battling COVID-19. He remains on a ventilator in critical but stable condition. And why don't you tell me a little bit about what he has meant to you, and tell me a little bit about Souvenirs before we hear it, Ryan.
Well, kind of came to John Prine later in my life. The past few years, really, just digging into it, and came at, like, pretty, to be honest, a rough time in my life, and it's just something I needed to hear at that moment. Just something so real. And I just remember waking up after a night of angst or whatever the hell was going on. Pardon my language, but and just hearing, I think it was, what was it, Rocky Mountain time, and just like being brought to tears from it. Just that one line, can't even make friends with my brain. Like, holy, never heard it quite expressed that way, you know?
Sometimes it just takes a little turn of phrase like that to stick with you, doesn't
just
it?
Just like that.
Just amazing. Just amazing.
Just the, yeah. Just the way it hits you at the time, you know, it's hard to explain.
Let's listen to Ryan's version of a song called Souvenirs.
Christmas days come and gone, broken hearts and faded colors, all is left laying long. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. Can't forget the way they rob me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, can't be won, carnivals free. It took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how.
That's a taste of Souvenirs that Ryan recorded for us. And as we let you go, you want to leave a message for the Prine family, Ryan. Feel free to do it right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Just all the love in the world from Rochester, New York, and me personally, and all the lives you've changed. I know I'm not alone in that. So glad to hear this outpouring of love for such an amazing human being.
Thanks for recording for us, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan Sutherland recording Souvenirs, one of the many songs in the catalog of the great musician and songwriter John Prine, who continues to battle COVID-19. This hour, it's a tribute from Rochester musicians recording their versions of their favorites of his, and I want to bring in Maria Gillard next, who's on the line with us. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Evan. Nice to hear you.
Well, it's nice to hear you. Wish we could see you. We will again sometime. But for now, why don't you tell me what John Prine has meant to you?
Well, I first started getting acquainted with his music. I was playing in a duo with Frank Meyer, a musician who lives in Canandaigua. And we played in the Irish bars in Rochester, McGinnity's and McGee's Pub and Muldoon's, and we did several of John Prine's songs. So Frank actually introduced him to me. And then also Joan Baez and Bette Midler both recorded Hello in There, the song we heard from John Beatty. And I had heard that song from their music, and I just loved it. And so I learned those songs, too, right off the records. Hmm. Way back.
What, as a songwriter yourself, try to put your finger on why John Prine has been so good for so long.
Well, his music has a lot of simple melodies and that are memorable. And I think, and he just keeps writing. I mean, if you start playing these songs, you could go right from one to another in the same key, just keep changing the lyrics in a lot of the songs. And I think that they're become little earworms for people, and they're really memorable. And the words, like other people have said, are very, they're very regular. They're about regular people and people's lives. They can relate to them. At least that's how I feel. I can really relate to them.
Let's listen to Chain of Sorrow from Maria Gillard.
My heart's in the ice house, come hill or come valley, like a long ago Sunday when I walked through the alley on a cold winter's morning to a church house to shovel some snow. I heard sirens on the train track, howling naked, getting neutered, and altar boys been hit by a local commuter just walking with his back turned to the train that was coming so slow. When you can't stare out the window, get mad and get madder, throw your hands in the air and say, what does it matter? Well, it don't do no good to get angry, so help me, I know. Watch yourself sit there wrapped up in the trap of your very own chain of sorrow.
That's a classic, Maria, but I got to say, I'm going to go ahead and read the lyrics that you just sang one more time to kind of embed in my own mind and maybe for the listeners, because it feels so timely to hear John Prine's words when he says, you can gaze out the window, get madder and madder, throw your hands in the air and say, what does it matter? But it don't do no good to get angry, so help me, I know. For a heart stained in anger grows weak and grows bitter. You become your own prisoner as you watch yourself sit there wrapped up in a trap of your very own chain of sorrow.
Oh, I love it. That's why I learned that song, just because of that.
My goodness,
that's so positive.
That's a beauty on any day of the year, but especially in a pandemic when we're all looking out the window and feeling a mix of emotions, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and I'm glad I chose that one then.
Maria, you want to send a message to the Prine family?
Yes, I just want to say, John, I hope we're all in this together, and we're all thinking of you, and your music has been really important to me and my whole family for many, many years. So thank you for all the music.
Maria Gillard, thanks for making the time for the program. It's wonderful to hear you, and let's plan to see you sometime soon.
Okay, great. Thank you, Evan.
That's Maria Gillard, one of the many musicians contributing their favorite renditions of John Prine songs. If you're just joining us, the legendary songwriter has been battling COVID-19. His wife, Fiona, says he remains on a ventilator in critical but stable condition. She has remained hopeful for a number of days now that his condition will improve enough that he might even be able to go home, but also knows to be prepared for really anything. I mean, he's 73 years old. He has battled cancer in the past, and COVID-19 has been really largely unmerciful in people in situations like this. And for so many Americans, thinking about people who have been suffering, who have been hospitalized, or frankly, people who have been lost already, this is an hour of music, and we hope healing. And we're going to post these songs all in one collection, a playlist from WXXI of John Prine music from local musicians. And our next guest is Scott Austin of Austin Hollow, who's on the line with us now. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Evan. How you doing?
Well, you know, we all wish we were talking about something else. But at the same time, I think we're taking the power of music that you're all sharing with us and turning it into something positive. And, you know, so before we kind of jump into your John Prine thoughts here, Austin Hollow's only been around a couple of years now. Tell the listeners who you are.
Yeah, so we're kind of doing an Americana alt country kind of sound. It's mostly electric guitar. This is an acoustic rendition, and our keyboard player Mel Mascarello, who's fantastic, plays organ and a great singer. Bass and drums provided by Jonah Chartrand and Sean Scanlon, and we've all done local music stuff over the years in various other bands, and decided we wanted to do this little project, and it's been a lot of fun, a really satisfying musical outlet for us.
You were one of the first who reached out and got our attention when we talked about doing a John Prine show. Why was that?
Well, you know, in this project, I'm really kind of trying to learn how to write songs, you know, and John Prine is just as good as it gets. And he's one of those guys who just makes something that is actually really, really difficult look incredibly easy, you know. He has access to, we all have access to the same simple vocabulary words that he's using, right? He's just brilliant enough to arrange them in this particular order in a way that catches in our voice, you know, when we read them out or sing them out. And so he's kind of one of those top tier writers that we model ourselves after, you know.
Yeah, there's a few names like that, like the Tony Rices of the world, the John Prines, who can just sit down and do something and make it look so organic, as if it's always been there, but you know it is not quite that easy. If it was, we'd all be doing it.
So, that's right.
So we're going to hear you. Who is that beautiful, angelic voice of a woman we're going to hear with you on this song?
That is Mel Mascarella. She is my bandmate in Austin Hollow, and she's absolutely fabulous, as you'll hear. And her husband, Mike, owns a studio, and he did the bass parts for us, and the drums are actually software drums, but I shouldn't say that, or you wouldn't probably know. But we weren't able to put the whole band together for this, so we had to kind of fake it a little bit.
Well, let's listen to Angel from Montgomery by Austin Hollow. Oh, that is so good, man. Thanks. Oh, Scott Austin, that is some beautiful healing stuff right there. And I know Mel's listening. She just crushes,
yes, she is.
Just crushes it. My goodness gracious.
Yeah.
So that's obviously, it's a great song. In fact, of the eight musicians who are contributing, two of them did that one. We're going to close the hour with that. And it's probably his biggest hit, thanks to Bonnie Raitt. Deservedly so. Why do you love that tune so much, Scott?
Well, you know, it's probably not my favorite one that I've heard of him, but it was my first exposure to him. And it wasn't actually Bonnie Raitt. Believe it or not, it was Dave Matthews Band when I was into that in high school in the 90s. I was trading these live tapes, and they used to do a version of it.
It was a Dave Matthews version of it.
Yeah, yeah. I found out a lot more about his catalog later and came to love other songs even more. But that was my first exposure to him.
I didn't think we were going to get Dave Matthews invoked on this program. I confess.
I can't say I necessarily recommend going to find that particular version of it. The band's great, but that's, you know, maybe not in their wheelhouse. I don't know.
I hear you. Before I let you go, a couple of things here. When I think about what John Prine is able to do as a writer, you know, I think locally of the Bat McGraths of the world. Like I mentioned, people like Tony Rice, I mean, as a musician. They do make it seem simple. They are taking words and music and crafting them in a way that is just really, really powerful. When you are trying to write, do you find yourself sort of trying to emulate whatever Prine has been able to do there? Do you force it, or do you sort of wait till you're struck with a moment to sit down and write?
Well, I wish I could tell you I had it all figured out, Evan. But, you know, you do sort of look to them as an example, you know. And I think there's a lot of value in just forcing yourself to sit down and make something, you know, and be content with a bad first draft and a slightly less bad second draft and so on. And trying to find your own voice, you know, there's great inspiration in these folks, but you have to kind of come to terms with the fact that you're, you know, I'm not John Prine and never will be. So I have to figure out what I can do, you know, and I still haven't quite gotten there, but every day's a little step on the road, we hope.
Well, that's beautiful stuff. And if you want to send a message to the Prine family, go ahead and do it right here.
All right. Thank you, John. You've given us so much. And you are, even in sickness, providing a lot of light and peace and joy in the world. We're grateful to you and to your whole family. We're sending love and peace and support and prayers.
Scott Austin of Austin Hollow joining us. Thanks for the contribution. We'll remind our listeners that all of the songs you're hearing this hour in full will be part of the WXXI playlist, a tribute to John Prine, which we will publish as soon as this show ends. Thanks for being with us, Scott. We hope to see you soon.
It was an honor. Thanks, Evan.
Great stuff. Let's get our only break of the hour and right back to more John Prine music. This tribute hour continues next. I'm Evan Dawson. Tuesday on The Next Connections, 25 years ago, the goofy oddball comedy Tommy Boy came out. We pay tribute not only to the comedy, but also the way it looked ahead at the loss of manufacturing jobs in this country. Strange. In our second hour, for those getting checks from the government for the coronavirus relief package, if you still have a job, what's the ethical duty? What should you do with the money? We'll talk about it. This is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. It was on March 26th when the family of legendary singer-songwriter John Prine announced that he was hospitalized with COVID-19. And Prine has been on a ventilator. His wife, Fiona, reporting on social media and other platforms in the last several days that he is stable but critical. And that's kind of a hard thing to hear because it's hard to know what exactly that means. With COVID, what we are learning is that it means there is no guarantee. There's no guarantee he goes home, but there's no guarantee he won't. So we are all hopeful, and we are celebrating the music of John Prine this hour. Local musicians in the Rochester area and the Rochester Finger Lakes region contributing their versions of songs. And I want to bring in Roxy Allah, who's next on the phone with us. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, we're good. We're uplifted by the music that you all have contributed. And you've got a song for us that we're going to listen to in a moment called Summer's End. Tell us why you chose this song.
It's the first time I heard it, I think I cried, which is something that doesn't usually happen to me, just from listening to a song. There's just something like sweet and sad and just like, I don't know, it just got me. And that whole newer album he has, The Tree of Forgiveness, the whole thing is just kind of does that.
in a way, reading the lyrics of Summer's End, it almost feels metaphoric to a lot of things. I mean, really a lot of things in life that maybe have ebbs and flows, starts and stops, comings and goings. And so why don't we listen now, and we'll come back and talk to Roxy about the song Summer's End. Damn, Roxy, I want to just sort of maybe speak for, I don't know, every single person listening who wants to hear the rest of that, and you're going to hear it on our full playlist, which we'll publish at the end of this program, but that is haunting, I think. how's it hit you to play it?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's hard to do a John Prine song justice. But it feels like I feel connected to it. And it's one of those, it has like a message that's kind of really general, but it hits you in a personal way.
The line, you don't have to be alone, just come on home.
Simple, true.
I am thinking of so many people who are dealing with so many different struggles during this pandemic. And before I let you go, Roxy, I got to say, you know, you say that it's hard to do a John Prine song justice, and I appreciate that. I mean, the man's a legend, but at the same time, I think his genius was writing music that so many people could do. I mean, it's really accessible stuff. It's beautiful, and I think you're humble to say it. But this rendition is just powerful, and maybe it just hit me at a certain time or a certain way, but I'm really grateful to you. Do you feel that way, that his music is accessible?
Yeah, totally. I agree with you. Just kind of the messages can be applied to, like, pretty much anybody, and they're singable and playable and learnable and listenable.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the contribution. And if you want to leave a message for John Prine's family, Roxy, go ahead.
Thank you, John, for all the songs and stories. And we're just sending out support with your songs, like you have supported us with them.
Thank you, Roxy Alahi. Thanks for the contribution of Summer's End, and I know we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. We are talking to musicians from the Rochester region who have contributed songs for a collection of John Prine music, and we're going to post the entire catalog of that for you. At the end of this hour, we'll direct you how to listen to the full playlist, and I think you're going to want that playlist on repeat for a while as we all kind of make our own way through this bizarre crisis that we're in. John Prine still battling COVID, and we're all wishing for the best for him. Let me bring in Steve Piper, who is next on the line with us, and I'm so glad you contributed, Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I'm sitting here with my coffee and my Record Archive t-shirt.
Good, yeah, good for you, man. and you know that Dick Storms, there's a shout out for Dick and the whole crew there at Record Archive. And you know, Steve, every afternoon it's coffee time. There's morning coffee time, there's afternoon coffee time, and then there might be wine or beer time. Those are just how we mark the days. We don't even know what days it is anymore, generally speaking.
I know.
Very strange, Steffer. So, Steve, what has John Prine's work meant to you?
Aha. Well, you know, I can answer that by something that just struck me a minute ago, that there's eight people playing here, and four of them are my friends. But there's four people I don't know at all, and I know we're different ages, and it just struck me that everyone who's played, to my mind, just gets the whole package. It's not like, oh, I like that band because I like the singer or something like that. It's like we've all read the same Shakespeare sonnets, and we all talk about it and in an open-hearted, really deep way. So, you know, it's not a superficial kind of stuff, and yet everybody who's said it's accessible is really true. I mean, to me, that's one of the real genius things about what he's done, you know, and other people have said that. So, yeah, it's amazing, I think.
How do you write in such an everyman way without sort of being trite or cliche? That's the amazing thing about John Prine. His turns of phrase are remarkable, but it's still so accessible and relatable.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of very many people who can be, you know, funny and sound kind of carefree and also say things that stick with you. And things that resonate. Can I quote you one line here?
Yeah.
From this is from that song Paradise, which most of us know. One of the things that just blows my mind, there's that verse that says, "We traveled down the Green River to the abandoned old prison, where the air smelled like snakes, and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill." You know, someone said that, you know, genius is being able to remember your childhood and your emotional life. And I think, you know, the air smelled like snakes. That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
It's so rich and it's so casual, but like, I mean, who would think to put that in the song? I could go on and on about just those several words.
Yeah.
I think it's just stunning, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what you try to do, I guess.
Let's listen to Steve Piper's version of Fish and Whistle.
I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, the car wash on the corner and the hole in the street, the way my ankles hurt with shoes on my feet, and I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Now I was in the army, but I never dug a trench. I used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. Then I go to town and drink and give the girls a pinch. But I don't think they ever even notice me. Fish and whistle, whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish. We never have to do this again. On my very first job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees, and they only gave me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven.
A little laugh from you at the end there, my friend.
That's a pretty funny song. Can I say quickly something about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a, it's not a throwaway song because I don't think any of his songs really are, but, you know, it's light. But for me, that last verse is, again, what I was saying about being able to remember, you know, what it's like to be in different places. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees. And then it says, and they only gave me 50 cents an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that says, that describes about 10 years of my life right there, you know, and this whole attitude about, about the whole system. I just think that verse is like stunningly great.
Yeah. Well, hey, you want to leave a message for the Prine family? Here you go, Steve. Go ahead.
Oh, I would just say it's been so wonderful what you've given us, and I hope it continues. And I saw him in concert last year in Syracuse, and it was just amazingly great. And people should listen to Lake Marie, too. That's a song doesn't get heard a lot, and it's stunningly great. But everything is good he's done. So, yeah. Thanks for doing this, Evan. And everybody else, it's so nice to hear you guys. I miss seeing you guys out, and I miss playing with you.
Well, there will be another side to this. Be well, Steve. And the next time I see you, I want it to be right here in the studio with your guitar.
Thank you, Evan. Thanks, everybody else.
Take care. Steve Piper joining us, one of the many musicians contributing local renditions of John Prine songs. As we have an hour of music to honor those who've been struggling with COVID-19, honoring those we've lost, John Prine remains on a ventilator in critical but stable condition at the last update from his wife, Fiona, and the legendary songwriter has people pulling for him from around the world. Fran Broderick is our next guest who's on the line with us now. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Well,
under
the circumstances, you guys are really, really lifting people up here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what John Prine has meant to you?
John is basically the closest thing I've got to religion. He's almost like this Buddhist figure to me, both as an inspiration as a writer and just the way he sort of carries himself and lives his life. And you can just tell how much empathy and heart he has for people, through his writing. So he's probably had more impact and influence on me as a songwriter than any other person, but also just, you know, him as a human being.
Hmm. Well, let's listen to Fran Broderick doing All the Best.
I wish you love and happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. I hope you don't do like I do and ever fall in love with someone like you. Because if you felt just like I did, you'd probably walk around and down like a little kid. But kids don't know, they can only guess how hard it is to wish you happiness. Well, I guess that love is like a Christmas card. You decorate a tree, you throw it in the yard. It decays and dies, and then the snowman melts. I once knew love, I knew how love felt. Yeah, I knew love, and love knew me. When I walk, love walk with me. But I got no hate, and I got no pride. I just got so much love that I cannot hide. So you drive a Chevy, so you drive a Ford, so you drive around town till you just get bored. Then you change your mind, look for something new. But then your heart gets bored with your mind and it changes you. It's a goddamn shame, it's an awful mess. I wish you love, I wish you happiness. Cause I got no hate, and I got no pride. I just got so much love that I cannot hide. I just got so much love that I cannot hide.
Oh, Fran Broderick, great stuff. Why'd you choose that song?
That one's always been, I've got like 30 favorite John Prine songs, but I think that's one of the best breakup tunes ever written. And it definitely helped me through one. I think it's in that sort of same genres like Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, where the songwriter's just sort of saying, hey, you broke my heart, but there'll be bigger tragedies. You know, and that's the kind of thing, you know, John does, is he, you know, makes you feel a little less alone.
Well, you want to leave a message for the whole Prine family. We're going to make sure they have this hour, friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. John, you're my North Star as a songwriter and a human being. I love you. Sending boundless love and light to the Prine family from Rochester. Thanks for everything.
Fran, thank you so much for contributing the song, and we'll make sure our listeners have that on that full playlist, which we'll post today. Thank you so much, Fran.
Thanks so much for doing this. Take care.
All right, we're going to bring in Sarah Ada to help us close out the hour, the remarkable performer who I cannot wait for our listeners to hear your rendition of Angel from Montgomery. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
What has John Prine's work meant to you?
Oh, man. And it's funny because I've been listening the whole time, and I think a lot of people have already touched on a lot of the things that I would have said. But I think that, you know, John Prine is just such a deep person. Like, you know, he writes these songs that are so, they can be really funny. They're incredibly vibrant, and they tell stories of ordinary people. And they're also incredibly poignant, you know, and I think it's because he's so observant. He's observant of like what's around him, and he's observant of others and what's going on in other people's lives. And I think that that for me has been like the biggest influence is really just learning to be observant and empathetic too, you know, like his songs really engender empathy. You might not understand really, like you might not have gone through what that person's going through, but through that song and through the way that he tells the story, you like can't help but feel empathy for that character, whether it's himself or somebody else.
Yeah, what a great way to describe John Prine's catalog. And Sarah, if you want, go ahead and leave a message now for John Prine's family.
Sure. John and family, we are all rooting for you. You're such an inspiration. You're a blessing to this world. And, you know, I think I can speak for everybody that we are really, really hoping that you get better. Please get better. You can write and record more. And, yeah, just like healing thoughts.
Sarah, thank you for contributing. We're going to close the hour with your full song, the rendition of Angel from Montgomery. We thought it was an appropriate way to close it. And then listeners, on the Connections page, wxxinews.org/connections, you can find the full catalog of songs from the local artists who've contributed. Make your own. We've got your playlist all made for you there. Sarah, thank you so much for contributing this. It's great stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
And it's going to be on SoundCloud, and we will say thank you to Emery Stein, Veronica Volk, who helped out with that, putting all the musical playlist together for you. And yeah, Prine family, Rochester, New York is pulling for you. Songwriters around the world pulling for you. And listeners, if you know someone who is suffering from COVID-19, we are pulling for you and your family as well. We are all in this together. Our thanks to Megan Mack, producer, Rob Braden, the engineer. I'm Evan Dawson. Healing thoughts for you. And let's talk tomorrow on Member Supported Public Radio. House would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. Way to go.
There's flies in the kitchen. I can hear all their buzzing. But I ain't done nothing since I woke up today.